Ellie Gingrich, and welcome to the Environmental Change Podcast, where climate change is most definitely real and affecting millions of people. Today, we'll be talking about just that, how it's affecting people and what needs to be done. This episode is sponsored by Spoken Moto, a motorcycle cafe with some of the best coffee in town. Spoken has a variety of drinks from caffeinated to even alcoholic, so go down and try some of their locally brewed beverages. What is climate change, and how is it affecting people? Climate change is defined by NASA as a change in average conditions, such as temperature and rainfall, in a region over a long period of time. Though this definition may seem unproblematic, it carries a story of pollution, environmental damage, and political disagreements. The United Nations Trust Fund for Human Security says climate change is one of the most pressing issues of our time, not solely because of its effects on the Earth, but how those effects are damaging millions of people's livelihoods. The United Nations also says natural disasters, environmental degradation, and extreme weather patterns disrupt harvests, deplete fisheries, and spill infectious diseases. In 2020, in the U.S., 17,700 buildings were burnt or damaged due to wildfires. This was one of the most destructive years on record. On a more global scale, these rising temps that caused droughts, floods, and wildfires have displaced more than 20 million people from their homes and are disproportionately affecting poorer people, communities, and countries. However, these major issues will affect everyone, including yourself, at some point or another. So, what's its role politically? It's important for people in America, as well as the entire world, to be aware and proactive about climate change. Unfortunately, many people in the U.S. have denied, don't believe, or under-exaggerated its presence. One notable example is former President Donald Trump, who paid little regard to science or facts when talking about climate change. In fact, after a group of government scientists from several federal agencies said, based on extensive evidence, it is extremely likely that human activities, especially emissions of greenhouse gases, are the dominant cause of the observed warming since the mid-20th century. Trump responded with, "I don't believe it. No, no, I don't believe it." Let's jump to a similar topic, the Paris Agreement. Like said by the BBC, it's a legally binding international treaty on climate change. The Paris Agreement included almost 200 countries as of 2015, all agreeing to cut down on greenhouse gas emissions, which is a leading cause for climate change. Reeling this back to Trump, the country with the most greenhouse gas emissions is, you guessed it, the United States. So after a whopping 1 year of the Paris Agreement, newly elected Trump decided to pull us out. However, the US is now part of the agreement once more, thanks to President Biden. Like I said before, Donald Trump was never enthusiastic or on top of climate change. In an article by Down to Earth, it says how pulling out of the Paris Agreement was even a point in his 2016 campaign. And he still won. Millions of people voted for a man that was not being proactive about one of the most pressing issues of our generation and generations to come. I'm not saying that those who voted for him solely based their vote on Trump's environmental standpoint, but the fact that there are so many people out there who, like Trump, do not believe in climate change and how it's dramatically affecting so many people's lives is scary. What does this all mean for unity and moving forward in the US? As you can probably tell, even from these past few minutes, there's a lot of tension between those who deny climate change and those who see how pressing of an issue it is. This division among people in America is not going to do anything positive for the Earth or each other. I believe that coming together on this issue would not only make the U.S. more unified, but make the world a better, more unified whole. Last but not least, how can you help or make a change in your community surrounding climate change? Besides the obvious, like carpooling, using less water, biking places, it is so important to do research, read articles, books, papers. Knowledge is one of those power tools in this situation, so use your brain and educate yourself. Once you've begun that, help spread knowledge to others. Change starts with one person. Thank you.